This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the ambidextrous hour of the Good Day program. I feel like it could go either way.
Is that
up,
a challenge?
Down. Yeah, manner of speaking, I suppose it is. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. How much do you really want to get something done? Everybody wants something, right? You want health and happiness for your family, for yourself. That's without health, you have nothing. Zero. You can't enjoy anything if you don't feel good. And certainly some people have that experience. It's better when it's not permanent, for sure, but there are a lot of problems that people have when they don't feel well. It's a mental thing. It's an emotional thing. It's physical, certainly. But under the circumstances, if you were to assess your life and ask yourself, what is it that I want more than anything else? What would be the answer? Another good question for our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. What do you really want above and beyond any? Do you want to be fitter? You want to have better relationships? You want more money? You want to have lots of love from your family? Whatever it is. And so, as you ask yourself that question, I would ask another question. If you're asking yourself that question, why don't you have it already? You've certainly thought about it before, right? Everybody wants something. Everybody deserves the best things in life. But what is best for you may not be best for me, and vice versa. So the question here is, what do you want badly enough that you will pay the price for this item, whatever the price is? Is it really a price for a car? Is it a price for the relationship? And I just sent a note to somebody, and in it was a reference to a relationship that I had for 7 years that I haven't had for the past 7 years. And I once in a while think about it, not as much as I used to, but yet it was something that I really desired to have. And so is there that? Whatever it is, come up with it. I'm wanting to have, at this point in my life, health and happiness for my children and my grandchildren. How about a cuddle, right? Is there anything?
Snuggles are the best.
Right? There's a poll out this week of mothers and fathers, caregivers, finding that 84% consider raising children to be the greatest thing that ever happened. How could you argue with that? And in that subset, the question was, what was the best part about that? And cuddles came out as number one. Other favorite aspects, Jay, seeing the personalities develop. My God, I'm looking at my grandson, Jasper, and how he's so expressive and laughs so much, and he makes my son laugh as much as he does the funny things. And my quirky other grandson, Miles, he's the funniest, most smartest little kid, and I just want to be around him. I just love being around him. So anyway, this survey of 1,300 adults is looking at children, trying to figure out how to bottle up this energy, right? Bottle up the energy of the children. And your energy, what you feel like. The happiness, of course.
Yeah, when it's what you love. I liked kids that I was related to. I liked babies and children who were my friends' kids. But I typically was not a child person. And then having my son back, it changed my DNA. Like, it absolutely changed my soul.
Oh, yeah.
And just how funny they are. And
oh my God.
I never understood when a parent would say, oh, to see the world through their eyes, or when they're experiencing something for the first time, and now I get that, and it's just this wonder. And like you, Doug, you say you get to be a child all the time when you play with your grandson, and it's so much fun. And let's be real, a lot of us, we buy toys for children because we want to play with them too. We get an excuse to.
So, would you like, we're going to post these on gooddayshow.com, the 22 best things about being a parent. And the focus here is for children under the age of 13, but I think the same about my grown children. My daughter, Brendan, and my son and I were talking about this last night, and because we were talking about having a car. I sold the one that I had in Los Angeles, but I like having a car there for myself when I'm there. And so Brendan said, hey, Dad, next time you get a car, because they have a couple cars, but sometimes they need a third car for whatever. They have small cars and they want to all go out together. So if I get a car, they can use that to go on road trips and stuff. And so he said to me last night, Dad, I really think you should get what you want. Never mind what I think I need. You get what you want. And I laughed. I said, so you had lunch with your sister, right? And he said, yeah, how'd you know? I said, because she and I were talking about that, because I said the same thing. They've moved, and they have a place, and they've always had, well, they when they first got married, they had a couple of cars, and then they got rid of one because they were close to their work at UCLA, and they didn't need two cars. Well, now they've moved away, 14 or 15 minutes further away. It doesn't seem like that much. Megan just soon ride her bike to school on good weather days than to take the car. So, at any rate, I said, okay, well, we'll get a car and we'll all share it. And so she said, well, you're going to get another Range Rover, right? And I said, yeah, probably, even though Brendan wants me to get something that's more economical. And so she just chuckled. And that's the other thing. Talking about the things that are best about being a parent, when Megan wants to be chatty, I often call them. But once a week, she'll call me, and she just wants to talk. And you must do that with your, well, you don't have to go far away. You're right there.
I don't have to go very far. But before, I always. I mean, I talk to them, text with them, actual phone calls every day.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, here are the best things about being a parent. See how many of these you can check off. All right. And again, we'll post them at on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Number 22, buying them toys. You secretly want to, that's what you just said, right? You want to play with these toys yourself.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah, it is. A lot of fun. I bought, there was an auction this spring of an old, it was like a toy store. And it was, I say like a toy store because it wasn't really. It was like a train, one of those old train stores. Anyway, so it had Erector sets that I remember having when I was. They're made out of metal. They're not made out of plastic. They're not Legos. So I bought all of them in the store. I think I paid $10 a piece for them. And I brought them back in their original cases that go back to the 1940s. And I'm going to see when Miles comes in a couple of weeks how he takes these things and what he does with them. They're the original Erector sets. And people that have been around for a while know what I'm talking about. Okay, number 21 on the list, hearing them talk to themselves. Yes, Miles is great at that. I don't think that Jasper's old enough yet. Does Mac talk to himself? Is he in that point?
Yeah, he talks to himself, or when he's playing by himself, talks with his toys. Yeah. When he talks in his sleep, that kills me every time. It is so cute.
Okay, number 20 on this list, getting to make friends with other parents. That's cool. Number 19.
No, depends if you're extrovert or introvert.
I suppose, yeah. I'll keep my child to myself. Thank you very much. Number 19, taking your children to the zoo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh. Number 18, you appreciate your parents more. Again, these are the best things about being a parent to youngsters who are not yet teenagers. Number 17, the cute compliments that they give to you. Oh, Mommy, you're so beautiful.
Oh, they are just the sweetest. That's what
they are.
The thing where he says,
bottle it.
Miss you, Mommy.
Yeah, bottle it. 16, feeling like their hero. Yeah. You're my hero, Gramps. Number 15, listening to conversations that they have with other children. Ah, Miles has this friend, this little girl. Forgetting what her name is, but I'll stand when they're having playtime in the playground. If I go with Megan to school to just kind of be there, watching them have these serious conversations about stuff. It's fabulous. Number 14, reading bedtime stories. Yep.
Amazing.
All right, number 13, watching children's films together. Eh, not so much. 12.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, I will.
Amazing.
I did. Number 12.
Although I did that before I had a child, so you know.
Yeah. Learning new things with them. Yep. Number 11, seeing the world through their eyes. Amen, brother. Birthday celebrations are number 10 on the list of the best things about being a parent. To those who are under teenage years, the many quirky and wonderful questions they ask. Oh, my God, yes. Yep. Number 8 on this list, seeing them do something that you've taught them to do. They pick it up, yeah. Reliving the magic of Christmas. Number 7, that's for sure. Number 6, they make you appreciate small things in life much more.
Oh, very true.
Yep. Number 5, having new experiences with them for the first time. Number 4, hearing some of the funny things that they say. Oh, my God. They don't know how funny they are because, they just make us laugh. Is it because we're looking at ourselves? Is that part of it, do you think? We're looking at our children, but we're looking at ourselves, really.
I think there is a comedic genius and an untaught wit that is just part of their very DNA and genetic makeup that almost catches you off guard with how funny they can be, and that's why it's so funny.
Yeah. Number 2, watching their personalities develop. And the number 1 thing, best thing about being a parent to children under the age of 13 is the cuddles. As we started with that, and we circle back around to it. If I look at the numbers here, about 25% of those responding think they have new experiences for the first time with their children. And that is the child having, I think the experience is both ways, isn't it? The child has that first experience, that first discovery of something, and you may be going through stuff that you never experienced, discovered, or knew that you have with your children, or maybe your grandchildren.
Or experiences like something, going somewhere that you've never been, taking your child, and you're both experiencing this location for the very first time, or this activity.
Yeah. All right. So there it is. Check it out online, our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. And today's forecast, expect a steady breeze with 100% chance of twisting down those country back roads gleefully on your motorcycle. Some will want you, others will want to be you, and animals everywhere will yearn for opposable thumbs just to work that throttle like you do. Oh, nature's cruel design. That's your forecast, back to you. This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with 24/7 roadside assistance from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi,
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, 23 after the hour there, Jay Bird. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with our social media focus during this portion of every hour of the program. And we'll start with the Facebook loser of the day. All right, you ready for this? This is the story of a man who robbed a woman at gunpoint and then demanded that she connect with him on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because she was too pretty.
Going from robbing to stalking.
Well, apparently this woman was very attractive. This happened, by the way, in Indianapolis. So instead, she sent him a friend request. I don't understand which came first, the chicken or the egg here. This guy found her, and then she wanted to friend him on Facebook after he tried to rob her. That seems to be the story. She got home from work early in the morning.
He's insisting she sent him a friend request. So it's he said, she said. So he's insisting she sent a friend request before he asked her out on social media. And then the woman was checking her mailbox when she was coming home, and he pulled a gun on her and demanded she get inside the house.
Uh-huh. And what happened then? The woman...
police recall. Well, this was... according to police.
This was a police report.
So clearly she's okay.
Yeah.
But he wants her to connect with him again on Facebook because she's just so dang pretty.
Uh-huh. Dang pretty. I love the way you say
it. So dang pretty.
Dang pretty.
She's got a pretty mouth.
Anita Garner is pretty. So is Colleen Hughes. They're both celebrating birthdays today, listening to the Good Day program. So happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, happy. What's that song the Beatles did? You're having a birthday. You know that song that now gets
your birthday.
Played. Yeah,
do more you often. Chi Chi's birthday song. Did you ever go to Chi Chi's?
No, I don't think so.
No, the Mexican restaurant that is no more. They did a birthday song. It was like happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you, Olé. It was a
really?
Good one.
Oh, okay. We asked a question on social media about the whole business of the Titanic and what would be happening if it had lifeboats, that sort of thing. This is an interesting thought process. Had the Titanic kept the proper number of lifeboats instead of ditching some prior to the maiden voyage, probably no one would have died. Would it still be the popular topic it is today? if everybody survived? That's a very interesting question. Think about it. Think about any disaster, depending on the severity of the disaster. So here's Birch Willard, who says, nope, everybody loves dirty laundry. Somebody ought to write a song. Just don't let Dudley sing it. Okay, Birch. Where is he from, I wonder? Dudley is me. For those of you who don't know, my given name is Dudley. Anyway, Dudley, what's wrong?
Well, go ahead.
No, what's wrong with me singing?
Nothing.
All right. Thank you. That's
but
the right answer.
But it's one of those things that when you do think about the Titanic, they had enough lifeboats originally to save everybody on board.
They ditched them
because they didn't think the ship would sink. They didn't need them. And
unsinkable, the Titanic.
Yes. Well, I believe one of the quotes, well, I don't know if this one was just made for the movie or not, but even God himself couldn't sink this boat or this ship or whatever. And so many people died. It was such a catastrophe. And there is this severe fascination about it. There is a movie and people want to go visit the site. How many other shipwrecks have this desire from people to go visit, like the Titanic does?
Yeah, and you get, and put your life literally in danger, right? That's what it, you've put your life in danger by going into that tube, which ended up to be the end of the world, the end of the lives of the people who went down in that thing. I find it very interesting what people will do under the circumstances. Thank you for your engagement with us on our Facebook page and our Instagram page and our Twitter page. Doug Steffen with Jay, 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Is there still too much month left at the end of the money? I'm Holland Cook with the Inflation Hacks. Okay, you refinanced your mortgage back before rates went up. Walmart is now your grocery store, and you're buying in bulk. But before you go there, you hit the dollar store. You went online to see how much your car is worth, and the app asked if the tank was empty or full. How else to make ends meet? On our blog, Kevin says, I've been trying forever, but this is what it took to quit smoking. He says he went to a hypnosis seminar and it worked. He says, I feel great, though many ex-smokers gain weight. Kevin says these supermarket prices kind of help. And Tricia shares that she bought stock in an oil company at the beginning of the pandemic and it quadrupled in price. But she says, now I have to sell it to buy gas. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An IRS whistleblower is defending his claims Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. IRS investigator Gary Shapley.
I called U.S. Attorney David Weiss, and we said, you know, we needed to execute this search warrant. He responded that the prosecutors didn't want to. No sooner had gotten off the phone with David Weiss had we learned that the prosecutors were informing defense counsel of that storage unit and the evidence that existed there.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer on Fox Nation says evidence continues to come in from investigators and whistleblowers that President Biden and Hunter Biden were involved in a pay-for-play scheme involving millions of dollars from foreign governments to Biden family members.
This isn't the only text message or message that Hunter sent demanding payment from these foreign nationals. We've got people coming in for depositions now.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi, guys, it's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
My heart. Yeah, Martha and her Vandellas. Don't ask me what a Vandella is. It's a person who sings with Martha Reeves, I guess, right? The Vandellas. So like the names that I would say this to my older friends, people who are my age. You know, but it applies to singing groups today, I guess. The names they come up with. Mm-hmm. Right? The Grateful Dead. Why would you call yourself?
Their names.
Huh? Yeah.
It's how they got their names, the stories behind them.
Yeah. Great stuff. All right, you're listening to the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, in celebration of a small handful of dedicated people here. There was no invitation that was sent out, but there is a group working together to find the rightful heirs to hundreds of stolen Jewish silver pieces and other objects, fine art, that sort of thing, that were stolen from the Jews by the Third Reich. And so the museums in Stuttgart and Munich and Hamburg and Berlin, all on the hunt for public records that can prove rightful ownership on behalf of the descendants of those people who had possessions stolen, confiscated by those no-good SOBs. They are living sometimes here in America, Israel, Europe, all over the place. So this is something, it's called Silver for the Reich. Silver objects from Jewish property that have been, I guess, in museums, and they were stolen during the Third Reich. So now they're trying to find them back. They're trying to get them back again. And there are any number of them. Some of them were things that honored the Sabbath and the Jewish tradition that were taken, and some of them we'll never see again because they were melted down for the gold and the silver value of them. But there were other objects that had been around for hundreds of years. And these people have had some success, Jay, in finding the heirs to give these things to. It's taken a long time.
No small feat.
Yeah, no, it's good under the circumstances. So good luck to them in their hunt. Here's some good news for pregnant women. Apparently there have been some new laws that have been passed that give you more protections at work. And this is just this week. Workers here in the country will have greater protection. It's called the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Have you heard of this? Pregnant Workers, well, leave it to me to find it. The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, according to the information that I'm looking at here, this sort of synthesizes what has been done. The legislation requires you as an employer, if you have 15 employees or more, to provide reasonable accommodations for worker limitations because you're pregnant. Or you've just had a child. That's sort of anything medical that attaches to that. Why would you just do that as a matter? Why would it have to be 15? Why couldn't it just? Why wouldn't you do that as a matter of course?
Yeah.
They take care of your employees.
The majority of people do not have an easy pregnancy. Some people do. Some people, they carry it beautifully. They can still do a lot of stuff. They can actually do some heavy lifting. But most cannot.
But who's the boss that says you can't have a pee break? What kind of more? No, you can't go to the bathroom.
But what? Who is the adult? Who's the employee that actually follows that? Like, I feel like most adults, if you have to use the restroom and your boss says no, you are still going to get up and use the restroom.
Yeah, right. And you're going to go find a new job too if you're smart. Get rid of all of that connection. Excuse me, I've been. What is that? That's something I had to eat yesterday, I think. Okay, speaking of yesterday, I received a number of comments from people about my treatise, my soliloquy on China, and where we are with them, where we have been with them, and where we are going with them. So I found every day there's always something that has to do with China, and sadly the Chinese government attracts nothing but negativity as far as I can see. So I have said many times on the air that I thought it was important for us to understand what the Chinese are doing to buy American companies, to buy American lands, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, here's an example. Go back to 2021, when a Chinese company bought land near an Air Force base in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Lawmakers, when they saw that the Chinese were buying land, first of all, why would we allow them to do it? There wasn't a law on the books then that kept a Chinese company or anybody from any foreign entity from owning land. How stupid is this? Next to an Air Force base. What, you want the land around the Air Force base to be sold to the Chinese government? Are you that stupid? Apparently we are, because that's what happened. So now the policymakers have done something that they consider to be greatly strategic. So, you know, there are a lot of people who get, the traders The people on the mercantile exchange in Chicago get all worked up about this because China is our top trading partner when it comes to grains, food, foodstuffs, that sort of thing. That is outside of North America. The Canadians are big, and so are the Mexicans. But a lot of our excess food goes to China. So anyway, I nosed around and have gone into the specifics of the Chinese-owned land. There's a lot of foreign-owned land in our country. Again, way too much of it is near important U.S. assets, like the Air Force Base in Grand Forks. You have to be nuts. Are we that lackadaisical? Are we that, or is it just corruption? You know, through various companies, the Chinese can easily corrupt through campaign finance. You know, anybody can give money now after that, the Citizens United ruling. Anybody can give money. You don't know where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the Chinese company that has bought up Smithfield Foods. Now, there are a lot of other major food companies that Chinese have been buying. This was the most strategic and the most compelling because it showed how vulnerable our corporations are. They didn't have to have even government permission. They just came in and bought it. Smithfield Foods, the largest pork processor in the world, now belongs to an American company that has Chinese government ownership. Now, you tell me that there isn't corruption involved in that. Now, you're going, oh, there's Hunter Biden and his old man Joe at work. It's got to be a lot. Even if that's true, it's going to be a lot deeper than that and go a lot further. So anyway, there's new legislation. I thought this had been passed, but it hasn't. Legislation in Congress would restrict Chinese ownership of land. And so, let's see, Senator John Tester, who's from Montana, doesn't like Chinese land ownership. Hello, thanks, duh. He said, quote, I don't know that we know for sure all the foreign land that's owned by the Chinese. And I think that's true. That's the point. The government doesn't even know because they have all these shell corporations that they can create, not just the Chinese, but anybody. And so we go back and forth as the Chinese started to buy more land. Lawmakers say, nope, we're not doing this. But they're just now coming around to thinking that it's a security threat. Huh?
Just now? Started paying attention?
Yeah, I guess this is our first day in school.
Thought, maybe this is a security threat.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of information that's missing here. Specific locations where farmland has been purchased that is close to military bases, that kind of stuff. And here we have the old Chinese telecommunications equipment what would keep them from screwing up military communication? They buy the land next to the Air Force Base. Our country is soft and it's getting really, is it corrupt or stupid?
Or distracted.
Maybe, yeah. Well, we're so interested in what kind of nonsense is posted on social media about Trump or DeSantis or Biden or any of them. We're not getting down to business, spending way too much time on politics and not enough time on strategic understanding of what's going on in our country. Chinese government has laws that allow the government to access information they practiced on their own people. There are no secrets in China. Everybody who has any access to a phone, the government knows exactly what they're doing. They can tap in any time to see who their friends are, to see who they're talking to, and they're doing that with a lot of stuff here in America. For whatever. Isn't the ability of the government to gain access to information about you is one of the reasons that we should be shutting down all of our dealings with the Chinese government. Chinese Communist Party. I looked at a list, I added them up. About 400,000 acres of land. The state of Rhode Island doesn't have that much land in it. So the Chinese own, you could argue, 1/50th of our country, the size of a state. They own it. They're also buying up land in the Netherlands, in Canada, in Italy. The English have put a stop to it. They were buying land in England as well. Interesting, near some of the English Air Force bases like Brize Norton. So This is why it is that we waste all this time talking about individuals who could or couldn't be president and all of the guilty or not guilty stuff. This is really bad. This is sick. And by the way, a lot of companies inadvertently, they do shell corporations through some other country. So you're not going to be able to find out really how many outside interests there are, Chinese. Let's see, and of all of the foreign entities that own farmland in our country, one would ask, why do we have foreign entities owning land? Whether it's Canada, whether it's Italy, whether it's Germany, whether it's China. You know, there are 15 million acres of land in America that belong to other companies in other countries. What are you, nuts? Why would we have any? Can we? Well, we can go as an individual. I could go buy a home in England, but that's not. I'm not going to buy, like Bill Gates is buying up a lot of this land, not only here but in these countries as well. And people are asking questions now, as they ought to. Why? This billionaire. Who is a Chinese guy named Sun Guangxing, I think that's how you pronounce it, bought 100,000 acres of land in Texas for a wind farm. But the Texas government said, the state of Texas said, no, you can't do that. So here it was, this guy owns 100,000 acres of land, what's he going to do with it? What do you think he's going to do with it? Right? Think about that. Am I off on a two? Do you think I'm being unobjective?
I think it's a valid two.
Yeah, I think it's time for us to open our minds and our head a little bit here. 48 after the hour. This is Good Day. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Friend, when I say back, he's like a constant companion. There's nothing evil about Warren Eckstein being here. Nice to have him here from, well, on loan from the pet show to the Good Day Show as we talk about animals and what's going on. Here's a warning. This happens every year. The story of a police canine dog that died in the car from heat exhaustion. The patrol car broke down. And the air conditioning obviously went out. So why the hell would you leave the dog in the car? I guess would be my question. If you know the car doesn't have any air conditioning, you know the car is has a problem, why in the world would you leave? Well, apparently, and sort of to go through this, I can understand how this might happen. The police officer was called to a site. So he got out of the car, left the car running. The car stopped. The car stalled, or the car ran out of gas, or whatever it did, but the car didn't keep running. This is the Houston Police Department, though, so you'd think that the cars would be, you know, in tip-top shape. So anyway, the dog was in the car, and the car stopped running, and that was the end of the dog.
You know, the other day, I was driving around in Santa Monica, parked next to a car, had a dog in it, and I was really angry at that point. Who's going to leave their dog in the car? But then there was a sign on the dashboard that said, car is air conditioned. I have it on my phone. It was I think Lexus and other cars have this ability where it tells you the temperature in your car constantly. Now, if Lexus can do that for their cars, for average consumer, why can't the average police guy be carrying something that says what the temperature or if the heat goes a certain level in the car? It just makes a lot of common sense that point. Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Here's a mother who is charged with neglect after her pit bull attacked a baby. I wondered about this. When you talk about these all, you know, everybody loves to give pit bulls a bad, sort of the bad ID, a bad rap. This little girl lost her fingers But why was the dog, what was going on with the dog? Don't we need to know that, wouldn't you think? The woman who owned the dog was arrested for, you know, child endangerment, blah, blah, blah.
You know, you have to know the circumstances. You know, I remember years ago I was working on a case in New York where a St. Bernard attacked the child, and everyone said, well, you know what, this is what you got to do. It's a bad dog. Stay away from St. Bernards. No one was adopting him, blah, blah, blah. It turned out after investigation on my part that the child had stuck a pencil into the dog's ear.
Yeah.
And therefore, the dog reacted. So, in other words, but you know, you feel bad for anyone who gets hurt by a dog. But the bottom line is, it wouldn't make any difference. There are more dog bites, probably by poodles and schnoodles, across the country than pit bulls, except they don't make the press.
So, when a dog does something like that and is chastised, do dogs feel guilty? Do you think there's anything psychologically in a dog? I mean, when I am after Charlotte, Daisy for doing something, well, it was with Charlotte as well, it made me feel worse when they looked at me after I was after them. So, you know, whether they have the emotions that we do, I guess that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting you brought that up. I was talking about that on the show this week. There was, you know, here are some. Dogs feel disgust, fear, joy, sadness, surprise, emotion, anxiety, boredom, confusion, curiosity, disappointment, embarrassment, empathy, frustration, grief, guilt, shame. There you go. Yeah. Jealousy, love, affection, pain, positive anticipation, and pride. These are all proven now by universities that dogs, not all dogs, but a good amount of dogs, have all, well, listen, they've been alongside of us for how many thousands and thousands of years. Of course they're going to pick up on the way we react to certain things. I know, for example, I've seen dogs that were really embarrassed. I've seen dogs that were really frustrated.
Under what circumstance?
Well, in other words, you know, people yelling at their dog. This may sound crazy, but it's like when you did something wrong and you were growing up, you don't mind getting corrected by your parents. You just don't want to get corrected in front of your friends.
Right.
In front of your parents. It's the same thing with a dog. I've seen dogs where the owner yelled at the dog or pulled the dog back. They were walking their dog. There was another dog around. I think the dog really looked embarrassed from my perspective, and I've been doing this for a few weeks.
Interesting.
Yeah, and, you know, it's amazing. Let me give you an example. I was talking on, you know, I love cats. I know you're not the best cat person, but there's something called ailurophobia. Ailurophobia is the fear of cats. A lot of people suffer with it. But I was working with a dog this week that had ailurophobia. The dog was fearful of cats. We'll talk about that next week. But a dog that was afraid of cats. And I've heard this a lot now. We'll go into it next week, and I'll tell you what happened.
Fear of cats. We're talking about going to the Broadway show? No, we aren't, although you'd be afraid of going to that, too. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out The Pet Show at thepetshow.com, please. And thank you, 59 After, here on Good Day.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.